leading. Thank you very much. His name is exalted, right? And we thank Pastor Daniel to lead us due to the fact that, yes, it's true that in China, by the way, how many of you actually were born in China? Can I see some hand here? Wow. Unbelievable. Thanks. How many of you ever been in China, but you're not born in China, but you've been in China? Okay. And how many of you have never been in China? We have only one person. I praise God for that. To be honest with you, we Chinese were persecuted in China, especially being a Christian. So we thank Pastor Daniel to pray for these, our brother and sister who is really highly persecuted. Okay, but today there will be another topic we're trying to talk about. It's name. We're going to talk about name. We appreciate Brother Andrew who led us this beautiful song that his name is exalted. Name. Now, name is extremely, by the way, it's extremely significant in the Bible. And it's also extremely significant in our tradition as well. Now, think about name, okay? I'll give you an example. Terrain. You know what the word terrain means? Any idea? Terrain? Yeah. If you look at in the Merriam or in the Cambridge Dictionary, terrain means it's a predominant geological land structure. So he is a predominant geological structure. Wow, look at him. Wow, unbelievable. So that means he's high up there, exalted. Now, if you look at Pastor Daniel, you know what the Daniel means, by the way, Daniel? Daniel, think about Daniel has experienced a lot of turmoil, tribulation. He was even given in a lion's den, right? Remember? And God is judge. God is judge. God is the judge. Okay? So King Nebuchadnezzar cannot kill Daniel. God is the judge. Remember? He prayed to God three times. God is the judge. And if you know that, you know Ruby's name, Rubies? You know your name? You know what that mean? You know what that mean, Rubies? Okay, tell me what that mean. It's a stone. But you know, she's a stone. But listen to this. She's a stone with the same color as that, red stone. And the red stone, if you listen carefully, the red stone contain of, listen very carefully, purity. Passion, okay? The purity with passion. That is you. Purity with passion. Well, maybe that's why the God who is judge like to marry the purity with passion. Think about it. No, seriously. Now, if you carefully investigate and study the Bible, in the beginning, God created the world. And he called the light, he called what? Day, okay? And darkness, he called it night. All right? So he has his name, and that's the first day. And he called the dry ground, he called it land. He called it gathered water, God called it sea, the sea, okay? And also, in the first assignment that God gave Adam, you know what the assignment was? Do you know what assignment was? He gave him the assignment to name all the animals. Oh, look at the elephants. Look at the hippo. Look at the crocodile. Look at the alligator. That's the name. And think about my name. You know my name is? What is my name? Yeah, Philip. And Philip, you know what Philip means, by the way? Philip means horse lover. Horse lover. I love horse, okay? And it's just on that wedding day I just discovered. Now, this is almost like a divine match. And someone told me that my wife was born in the year of the horse. And I discovered that right on my wedding day. Alright? What a divine match. It's way more than coincidence. And from today on, I'm going to give you an assignment, okay? Find out the meaning of your own name. Alright? Because I remember when I was in high school, my last name is Wong, okay? My last name is Wong. And my a class-based name. It's W-R-I-G-H-T, right. And it happens that my locker, it's above his locker, way above his locker. So we always tease Archer, the one guy, it's above the right person. The one guy, it's above the right person. Think about it, all right? Got it? And also in our class, there's a girl whose name is Lois, but her last name is Price. We always call her the Lois Price, all right? So this is kind of name, think about it, seriously. Name is very important, but today, I'm gonna give you eight beautiful, wonderful name as a gift. How many of you love gifts in Christmas? How many of you? Bingo. So I'm gonna give you eight gifts in the Bible, and I want you to memorize it every single day until Christmas time, and put it in your mind, meditate in your mind, and put that into practice. And the name, okay, the name, that is the most important thing. Okay, so let's read this verse together. 1, 2, 3. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Let's bow our head and pray. Dear Heavenly Lord, we love you so much. You are wonderful. You are the Prince of Peace. You are the Counselor. And you are marvelous. Your name is above all name. And your name is worthy for our praise. May you be totally worshipped, and also we submit our entire memory unto you, that we may be able to memorize each and every name of you, because your name need to be exalted. And may you anoint the tongue of your servant so he can put your name into each and everyone's memory from today on until forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so his name is wonderful. Let's say it loud and clear. 1, 2, 3. His name is wonderful. Now this is extremely important. I want you to memorize the very first name we're going to talk about. And this is, oh, this is actually going back to, okay, I'm going to say it's going, okay, his name is wonderful. I'm going to ask you to read it with me. 1, 2, 3. For a child will be born to us. Now, this is taken directly from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. And I want you to know exactly what happened when these words was written by prophet Isaiah. That was about 800 years before Jesus was born. 800 years before Jesus was born, okay? And the kingdom of Israel was split into the north and the south. And there was a tribe called Assyrian. The Assyrian tribe is trying to invade, okay, the northern part of the kingdom. It's called Israel. And of course, the southern part is called Judah. So it's all kinds of turmoil, tribulation, and testing, temptation, unrest. Okay, there is no peace. And exactly like nowadays, you know, in the civilization of mankind, okay? Now, I'll give an example. Just last 2,000 years of mankind, you know how many years of peace on this planet? You know how many years of, within 2,000 years of, okay, of our civilization, okay, after Jesus was born, okay? Do you know how many years that is no war, no battles, no conflict? Do you know how many years? How many? How many? Okay, I'll give you some choice, okay? 1,000 years, 500 years, 400 years. How many say 1,000 years? Can I see some hand? 1,000 years, okay. 500 years, how many say 400? This is like an auction here now, right? Okay, 500 years, who say 500 years? 400 years. You guys are so smart. 400 years. It's only 400 years of peace. So during the time of Isaiah, who wrote this verse, the child is born, okay, it's all kinds of conflicts and wars and battles. And the Assyrians invading the country, the northern kingdom. Okay? Isaiah was very concerned. But they say a child will be born. Now look at this. The original meaning of child is a male. It's not a female child, by the way. If you look at the Hebrew language, it's actually a male child. And the Chinese love a male child. Am I correct? The Chinese love male child? This is more like a gender discrimination right here, right? Male child. Do you like a male child, by the way? Is this going to be a male child? Congratulations. So I'm going to proclaim a male child will be born. What, January? Praise the Lord. You get a name for that? Okay, it's not the President's Choice No Name product, right? No? It's not a no name product. There you go. A child will be born. Now, think about it. It's going to be born. Now, when you say born, that means, do you think it's born from a father? No. It has to be born from a mother. So what is wonderful about this name is the fact that the maternity birth of Jesus Christ. Now, if you look carefully, okay? If you look carefully in Matthew chapter 1, verse 20, and Joseph, the so-called the father of Jesus, but he's not really the real biological father, by the way. It's not biological father, okay? He was actually pondering to divorce Mary. Do you know why he was pondering to divorce Mary? Because in a secret, he found that Mary was actually pregnant without any sexual intercourse with Joseph. Now, I'm going to ask you that one of the most important thing about this child was born is, how many of you actually believe in the virgin birth of Jesus? Now, this is extremely important, okay? Listen to this. This is more like Christianity 101, okay? How many of you actually believe in the virgin birth of our Lord Jesus Christ? Can I see someone actually believe in it? 100%. Praise God for that. Praise God for that. Thank you very much. Now, for those who did not raise your hand, you might have some suspicion. I can tell that there's some skepticism in you that, oh, how could a virgin girl give birth to a man? This is and the name of that is actually, I'm going to tell you, Son of Man. That is how Jesus refer to him. That is the humanity of Jesus, but I'm going to tell you that it's conceived by the Holy Spirit. But that was so the angel appeared to Joseph, said, "Do not be afraid. Don't be afraid. Just take her, okay, and marry her. Marry her, because what is being conceived in her womb is by the Holy Spirit. It's by the Holy Spirit." Okay, now we're going to take the Holy Trinity into account here by the Holy Spirit. So keep that in mind. What is wonderful about Jesus? It is, number one, his birth. His birth, okay, is by Virgin Mary, not by Joseph. None of Joseph's participation in his birth. Now that is the only reason, we can claim that Jesus is also God himself. Because without the participation of the Holy Spirit, we cannot claim that he is God. Okay? So, Son of God. He's a Son of Man. So, I'm going to tell you right now, listen carefully. Without knowing the fact that he was virgin birth, okay, he will be exactly like you and I. But on the other hand, he's also a man. Now think about it. He also suffered from hunger. He also suffered from being tired. Okay? Remember, he was hungry after 40 days in the wilderness, right? And the devil came to tell him, "Hey, why don't you turn the stone into bread?" Now remember, he was thirsty. Okay, right beside the well, and the Samaritan lady came out, okay? And he said, "Give me a drink." He said to the lady, "Give me a drink." All right? He was thirsty. Now remember, he was on a boat.
He was sleeping in a boat, right? And there was a huge storm coming. The disciples were extremely afraid of the storm. And you know what the disciples did, right? They woke him up. So he was tired, he was thirsty, and he was hungry. Just like you and I. All right? So he's just 100% human being. 100%. Okay? So think about it. Okay? He experienced the same thing as I do. He experienced the same thing as you do. Now, but the next thing I want to remember, okay, I'm going to ask you to read this for me together. 1, 2, 3. A son will be given to us. Now, that is very different. It's more than a child now. This is a son. Okay? A son will be given. A son will be given to you. Isn't that marvelous? That could be the best Christmas present. I'm telling you, a son will be given. And what is the name again? What is the name that you already have? Hey? Can you spell that for me? C-H-A-N-N-I, Channing. What a beautiful name! But I don't even know the meaning. Sorry. Hey? He is a young wolf. Wow! Think about it. How many of you like a young wolf? And he loves a young... Don't you love a young wolf? She's not that sure about that. But anyway, I'm telling you. A son will be given. A son. Now, this could be one of the most precious gifts you ever. Now, remember, John chapter 3, verse 16. I'm going to ask you to say it together with me. John chapter 3, verse 16. 1, 2, 3. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, and whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. His only begotten Son. Now in Luke chapter 1:35, he said to Mary, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, the Most High will overshadow you, and you shall name your child the Son of God. The Son of God. And then in Matthew chapter 1, verse 20-21, he said, just like the Isaiah prophet, he said, you're going to bear a child, and his name is what? Emmanuel. And the word Emmanuel, well translated, it's God is with you. Think about it. God is with you. And now, if God is always with you, that will totally change your entire life. Okay? So the Son will be given. Now, the Son is given to you for what? For what reason? Why is he given to you? Now, this is the second element of Christianity I'm talking about. The Son is given to you, and he's going to die for you and I. And the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, he's going to shed his blood on the cross for you and I. Okay, now this is a prophecy, by the way. He's going to prophesy that Jesus is going to die. Okay, of course, for us, it's different. We're going to look back in history. For them, they look forward to history. You see the difference, right? See the difference. So, I'm going to tell you, and Jesus is more than just being born for you and I, but he's also died for you and I. The Son of God, okay? Now, if he's just an ordinary human being, when he died for you, that's nothing. But because he's God, when he died for you, he substitute for your sin. Okay? And then he resurrected after 3 days. So this is the Son of God. Okay? This is the Son of God. So, the number one, think about it now. Seriously, think about it. The number one Son of Man, that is his humanity. His humanity. Son of God, that is his deity. His deity. That means he's being a man, 100% man. But at the same time, he's being God, 100% God. So, never say that God is Jesus is 50% man, 50% God. No, he's 100% man, but he's also 100% God. Is that clear? I think that's very important, okay, for you to understand the name Son of God and Son of Man. If you look, want to memorize it, he's man, but at the same time, he's also Messiah. Man, Messiah. His manhood, but his Messiahhood, all right? So the next one I'm going to ask you to read it with me, okay? Let's read it together. 1, 2, 3. The government shall be upon his shoulder. Now, that is the name of the Lord. Lord, okay? Now, that is different. We are not just focused on his first coming now. Okay, remember in John, Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. He said, my kingdom is not of this world. So we are not talking about this world being a kingdom. He's the Lord over the millennium when he's coming. That is his second coming. So we are looking forward for the second coming of Jesus. Okay? So if you look carefully in Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6, we are not just talking about his birth now. We're not just talking about his death now, but we're talking about his second coming. The Lord Jesus will come back and he'll be Lord over you and I. Okay? Now, but it's also telling you, when you believe in Jesus, you're going to dedicate and you're going to offer and you're going to let go your control and give him to take control. He will be the one sitting right behind the steering wheel in your car. He will be the one who is controlling your whole life. Okay? In other words, by believing in Jesus, okay, remember how you believe in Jesus, your mouth acknowledge that he is the Lord, and your heart accept that he has risen from the dead, and you'll be saved. That's Romans chapter 10, okay? Your heart acknowledge his lordship, he's being the Lord, and your mouth, okay, also confess he's the Lord. Your heart believe that he has resurrected from the dead, okay, that you'll be saved. So you have to transfer your ownership. How many of you have ever gone to the ministry transportation and transfer your ownership of your car to someone else? How ever done that? Can I see some hand here? You transfer your ownership? No one transfer your ownership? Okay, how many of you have ever sold your house and you transfer your house to other? Can I see some hand here? Okay, we have, you transfer. So that house, the former house, is it yours now? Because you already transferred your ownership? Yeah, so your mom is the owner. And I want you to do that. If you have never transferred your ownership to Jesus Christ as Lord, okay, never. I want you to do it right now. I want you to do it now. Transfer the ownership to the Lord and let him to take control of your life. Does that make sense to you? Does it make sense to you? If he is your Lord, okay, number one, he's the Son of Man. Number two, he's Son of God, and he is your Lord. Now, these three, okay, represent the three major elements of Christianity, the nature of Christ. Remember that. These three names represent the three major elements of Christianity, his birth, his death, and his second coming. That his humanity, his deity, and his lordship, that is the messiahship, the second coming of Jesus Christ, okay? Or shall I say, he's being a man, he's being the Messiah, and he's also the millennium king. The millennium king is coming. So if you think about M, so think about all these, that is the three major elements of Christianity. Now, let's go to his character. Let's go to his character. Okay, let's read it together. 1, 2, 3. His name will be called Wonderful. Now, in the original Hebrew Bible, this Wonderful can also combine with the word Counselor. But some of the Bible, they actually divided the name into two. Wonderful, comma, and then Counselor. So I'm going to divide it into two, but some of the Bible, especially in the New American Standard or the New International Version,
the name is Wonderful Counselor. They combine together. There's no comma in between. But you look at the King James Version, okay, the word wonderful and the counselor were divided by a comma, all right? But it doesn't matter, because do you think there is punctuation in the original Bible? No, there's no punctuation at all. There's no punctuation, right? So it doesn't matter. But what I'm going to tell you, wonderful. The word wonderful is Pele. How many of you actually remember a soccer player by the name of Pele? Can I see some name? Yeah, Pele. Pele is a very, very famous Brazilian soccer. And his name is what? Wonderful. And the word wonderful, I'm going to tell you what wonderful really means. If you look it up in the dictionary, the word wonderful is amazing. It's just amazing. Okay? And the second thing, his name is awesome. A lot of people, they say, oh, that's awesome. It's almost a overused term, right? Awesome. And then the other one is called astonishment. Okay? The word awesome means he deserves our worship. The word amazing, think about amazing. That is, his ministry is amazing. Think about his birth is amazing. Okay? When John the Baptist was in jail, okay, he sent some people to ask Jesus, are you the one that actually saved us? Are you the real Savior? Are you the Messiah? You know what Jesus said? Jesus said, well, look at the blinds. Eyes are open. Look at the lame, the paralytic. They can walk again. And look at the dead. They're resurrected. Look at the leprosy. They were healed. And just tell John the Baptist what I have done, the amazing ministry that I have done. Okay? So this is the amazing ministry that Jesus, he overcome death, he overcome disease, and he overcome the demon. He cast out the demon. That is amazing. Now, astonishment. The word astonishment means they totally go beyond. It go beyond the understanding. It's beyond the comprehension. Whenever Jesus preached, okay, the people said his message is astonishing. That means it's with authority. They are totally amazed with his teaching. Now, one of the golden rules, Jesus said, if you want people how they treat you, first of all, you have to treat them the same way. That's a golden rule. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Remember? Right? If you want the people slap your face, okay, just slap the face back. If you like a smile, okay, smile at them. And now, to be honest, how many of you actually love smiling? Everyone. Can I see some smile on your face? Can I see some smile on your face? Yeah. There's a smile on your face. Can you see some smile on your face? There you go. If you smile, everybody smile at you. But they said that if you cry, probably not many people are willing to cry with you. Not many. Right? So most of the time is smiling. But I'm telling you, the golden rule of Jesus, you treat others as you want to be treated. That is amazing. There's no other teaching much better than Jesus Christ himself. So he's more like awesome, amazing, and astonishment. And the next one that I'm going to ask you to read with me, it's counselor. Counselor. Now, we have Pastor Daniel here. If you have any trouble, you can always ask him for counsel. Am I correct on that? Right? Do you guys ask Pastor Daniel for counseling? Right? Am I correct? Right? So, I'm telling you, however, the best counselor in this world, okay, will pass away. Buddha passed away. Muhammad passed away. The best counselor in this world. But it's the only one who is still alive and is right beside you. And his name is Jesus Christ. And he's more than any counselor combined together, because his counseling is perfect. Now, listen, some of the counseling in this world could be just like the firework. If you think about in New Year Day, you can see the firework, right? They're wonderful. But this firework, how long they last? Maybe just seconds
Wow, that's beautiful. The counsel they give is beautiful, but they only last for a short time. But Jesus Christ, his counseling is perfect. Okay? His counseling, I give you 3D that you understand. His counseling, number one, he gives you direction. Show you the way. It's more like a GPS in your life. Number two, he gives you discernment. That means he's able to tell you what is right and what is wrong. Number three, now listen carefully, okay? He gives you discipline. So his counseling is not to only to solve your problem. Now, right now you might have some financial issue. Right now you may have some homework to be done. Okay? Right now you may have some dating issue. Right now you may have some marriage issue. It's not just to solve this issue for you, but he's going to prevent the issue from starting. Or if you make a wrong decision, he's going to discipline you and to bring you back. That is what counseling is all about. He is the best counselor in the world. Now, think about in Hebrews chapter 4, 15. He is the high priest, okay, who know your weakness. He's the high priest who know your weakness, but he has never sinned. So just feel free and be bold to come to the throne of grace to ask for mercy and counseling in time of need. Because he is the high priest who know your weakness. He's the counselor, okay? And I'm going to ask you to focus on this word attention. Now, Pastor Daniel cannot pay attention to you 24/7 because he have to pay some attention to Ruby's, okay, or to other person. But Jesus Christ can pay attention to you 24/7. Even when you're sleeping, the Lord Jesus Christ is paying attention to you. Remember his name, Emmanuel? God is with you. So he is 100% with you, focusing on you. Now think about a person whose attention is always on you. Think about a person, okay? Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Now how many times that you focus on your little child, how many minutes that you focus on that? How many? Probably quite a few, right? But when you're sleeping, you're probably not. Our Lord Jesus Christ never sleeps. He's always focused on you and you and only. 24/7. Attention. The next one. Advice. He gives you advice. And his advice is way better than any other advice in the world. Okay? Now remember, there is a young ruler, a rich guy. He came to Jesus and he said, how can I inherit eternal life? Remember that? And you know what Jesus' advice was? You know what Jesus' advice was? Sell everything that you have and you have to follow me. And that was the advice. Do you think that's a perfect advice for that rich young ruler? I think so. That is a perfect one. But did that young ruler listen to his advice? And according to the scripture, he said he left with his downcast face like this. Sad. He left sad. He didn't listen. And I don't want you to be like that young ruler. I want you to listen to his advice. Okay? Now, the next one I'm going to ask you to say is advocate. The word advocate means a defense attorney. Have you ever been court, someone is defending for you? Okay? So he's right now sitting on the right side of God, pleading with you and saying things for you. If you have anything that you need, he defend for you. Advocate is the one who defend for you. Okay? And the next one, his name is wonderful. Mighty God. Wow! The word mighty, original meaning is the warrior. He is, that is actually the Hebrew name El Gibor. That means El is God and Gibor is a warrior. He's a warrior. He's fighting. Now, the most difficult things to overcome in this world, okay, is death. Okay, it's death. No one can overcome death in this world. Everyone will have to. But Jesus has already resurrected. He overcome death. He's the one fight. Remember, the Assyrians is invading the northern kingdom, right? They want a warrior to fight for them. And the next one is worship. God require our worship. Are you worshiping any idol in this world? Are you worshiping money? Are you worshiping video game? Are you worshiping your own cell phone? Don't worship them. Only worship Jesus Christ. And the next one, I want you to think about. His name will be called Everlasting Father. Now that, you know what that really means? It means that, now in the Bible, it means that the Father of the world to come. Are you going to question? Now that is actually contrary to the Holy Trinity, am I correct? He's not the Holy Father. How could his name be the Father, Everlasting Father? Now, if you look carefully with the Hebrew culture, the word Father means ruler. The word Father means government, okay? So it's not the Holy Father we talk. So he has nothing to do with the Holy Trinity, all right? The Father means he's the ruler of time. Now, he's the one who is in charge of time to give you the everlasting life. So, two words. But he's also the Father who is rule over you, who provide every need that you have. Okay? Time, and also provide for you. Perpetuity, as well as providence. Okay? These two I want you to remember. But the last but not the least, I'm going to focus on you. And that is the spirit of Christmas. His name, okay, it's Prince of Peace. And I want you to pay 100% to this, okay? The Prince. Now, the meaning of Christmas, okay, the meaning of Christmas, think about Silent Night, okay? It's not you go to an island to enjoy yourself there. Or a friend of mine said he was so much in conflict, so he went to a boat cruise. He went to a boat cruise. He wanted to enjoy the Caribbean island, okay? He wanted to enjoy the Caribbean. And he went to the Caribbean. He was trying to enjoy himself. But you know what happened? One of the tourists on the boat cruise was killed right beside him on the beach. One of the tourists was murdered on the beach right beside him. He said he couldn't find peace. And then when he went back to the boat cruise, you know what happened? Now, there are about 3,500, okay, passengers on that cruise. How many of you ever been on a cruise, by the way? Can I see something? Okay. There's about 3,500. And then the skipper, the captain of the boat cruise, announced to the 3,500, today we're going to have a moment of silence, okay? And we have to stop our cruise for 15 minutes because one of our passengers just jumped into the ocean, okay? And I was on that cruise. I was on that cruise. People tried to find peace to go to Caribbean, to a boat cruise. They couldn't find peace. There was murder. There was someone who committed suicide. And it happened all around us. There's no peace. If you want to find peace in this world, you'll never be able to find it. The only area, the only person that you can find peace is Jesus Christ himself, the Prince of Peace. Okay, I still have a couple of minutes. Peace with God. Romans chapter 5, 1. You're justified by faith in Christ. You have peace with God. In Christ, you have peace with God. If you don't have Christ, if you're not justified by faith, you will never find peace. Brothers and sisters, or someone who would never believe in Christ, keep that in mind. If you want to find peace, don't go to the boat cruise. Don't. There was murder. There's someone who committed suicide. But Jesus is the only boat cruise you can find peace. The second one, peace with men. If it's under your ability, always be peaceful with each other. Remember the Beatitude, blessed are the peacemaker, they shall be called the Son of God. It's only through Jesus Christ that you'll be peaceful with man. The last but not the least, peace with self. Now that is directly from Philippians chapter 4. The peace that transcends all human understanding, okay, will guard your mind and your heart. In who? In Christ Jesus. Let me repeat. The peace, okay, the peace that transcends all human understanding will guard your heart and minds in whom? In Christ Jesus. It's only Christ Jesus give you peace with God, peace with man, and peace with yourself. The last but not the least. So I want you to memorize Son of Man, Son of God, Lord, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. I'm going to sing a song once, and I want you to follow with me together if you know how to sing the song. It's a very simple song. It was a classic song from the 60s. A very simple song. If you know how to sing the song, sing along with me. One, two, three. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is the mighty King, Master of everything. His name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord. He is the great Shepherd, the Rock of all ages. Almighty God is He. Bow down before Him, love and adore Him. His name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord. He's the great Shepherd, the Rock of all ages. Almighty God is He. Bow down before Him, love and adore Him. His name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord. Jesus my Lord. Let's bow our head and pray. Father, You're the Son of Man. You're the Son of God. You're the Lord. You are the Wonderful Counselor. You are the Mighty King. And You are the Everlasting God. And You are also our Prince of Peace. Father, with these eight names, meditate, memorize, and materialize in our life. This Christmas is no longer meaningless. It will be the most meaningful time in our life. Right in front of us, we have a young couple, and we have our dear sister who's going to give birth to a child called Channing. May You give this child the name which is wonderful. And we ask the Lord, You bless these two new couple, that they will bring the child up and with this wonderful name stuck in the mind, because You are the Mighty King and You are the Everlasting Father and You are the Prince of Peace, and most of all, You are the Wonderful Counselor. We love You so much. May You bless our Christmas. And we also pray for the people in China, that they will experience the same beautiful name in Christmas moment. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.